Albert's Boy by James Graham, with Victor Spinetti and Richard Lang.
Damn it, the string.
Professor!
Oh, Lena, my lady, what have I done?
It's me!
Peter? 1 second! I'm coming! The slick is up. Just a small avalanche. Would you come in, Peter, my boy?
Yes, the door's locked.
Huh? Locked? Oh, heavens, I must have... My apologies, Peter. After all this time, so close, and now... Where did that...
If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were trying to keep me out.
On the contrary, I'm trying to keep myself in.
You have the key. I could always go around the back.
No. Mathematically speaking, the number of places it could be are getting less. So... Oh, dear, what a mess. Here it is.
Oh, thank God.
I'm coming. Master Peter.
Professor.
What's this formality? Shaking hands. Oh, it's so good to see you, my dear Master Peter.
You are still the only one who calls me that. Where were the keys?
I'm not telling you.
In your shirt pocket.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What?
There she is. Your beautiful car. I've missed her.
Well, she's missed you.
She can have me back any time. I've been completely paid for her to ride in any other car. Oh, my word, just standing here now, I can't remember the last time I was outside.
Really? I mean, you've not been going to the university, or...?
No, I've been working from home. Oh, what am I doing standing here? Come on, let's get you inside, Let's get you set.
Thank you.
Dear.
Come on, this way around there. Oh, over here. Mind how you go, be careful. Oh. Oh, come this way.
Oh, my word. Professor. It's plain to see the ladies are away. Look at this place. It's like a bomb's gone off.
Oh, it's not that bad, is it? Well, I suppose looking at it with new eyes...
Papers and boxes and... Oh, your horizontal filing system never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, well, that's it on the floor. When I pile things vertically, well, I only knock them down.
When are the ladies home?
Margot this weekend, I think. Helen next Tuesday.
Going days without your secretary or your stepdaughter. How are you coping? I can see how you're coping. Not very well.
Please, I'm not a child, Peter. I can look after myself. Although, despite relishing some time alone, I actually now wish they were around to help me with some of the things.
Anything I can do?
No. Just little chores, nothing more.
Hey, was that Lena I heard you playing?
What?
Your violin. I thought I heard you...
Don't ask. Look, I just snapped the string here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's my fault. I was attacking her pretty hard. I can't seem to move. I'm not sleeping too well at the moment.
Yeah, you do look a little,
Yeah, well, you're looking well, Put on a few pounds, I see.
Look who's talking. Got a little paunch yourself there.
I meant it as a compliment. You're filling out nicely. If you think this is bad, you should see my cat. My cat?
Your cat. How is he?
I don't know. I haven't seen him for 6 days.
What, he ran away?
I don't know. All I wanted to show you how fat he's become. The very symbol of capitalism, the fat cat. Push.
Perhaps he got worried he'd be neglected while the ladies were away. Or that you wouldn't be serving him kosher meat.
Are you joking? This is a cat that licks himself and drinks water from the drain. You think he cares whether or not his meat is sanctioned by the synagogue?
God, he must be long in the tooth now.
Yeah. I'm big around the bones. Amadeus!
I thought his name was Wolfgang.
I tried that, but it never seemed to work.
Does he respond to Amadeus?
Well, I've been shouting it from my porch for the past 6 days, so what do you think?
Well, maybe he'll respond to Mozart.
The neighbors will think I'm some obsessed fan. Mozart.
Well, I'm sure he'll turn up.
I'm so glad you've driven over, Peter. It's been too long.
Well, when I phoned and you were all on your own, and I just thought, hey, a few days in Princeton, get out of Manhattan, you know. And I saw Hans recently.
Hans?
Yeah.
You saw him?
I was nearby with work and thought I, you know. And
I see. So there is perhaps another motive to your little visit, then? I can imagine how you must have made me sound with all this family business.
No, what? No, I mean, I came to see you, Albert. See how you are.
Yeah. Well, that's all for later. Well, tell me how the rest of the Bucket family, your mother and father, they're...
Very good, thank you. They send their regards.
And send mine back. I have some work to do over the next few days.
Of course.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's so rude of me. It's just that...
Albert, I can entertain myself. It's all right. So, what are you working on at the moment?
Lots of things on my mind, you know?
I know.
Always on my mind.
Still plugging away at your unified field theory. How's that going?
It's coming together. Oh, are you tired? You want to go to bed? Are you hungry? I can make you a sandwich.
Thank you. That's a... this coffee table is nice. Is it new?
Yeah. I put my foot through the other one.
Oh, my God. Is it all right?
It's got to be hole in it.
No, I meant your foot.
Oh yeah. It's been through worse. I'll get some food.
Albert, for God's sake, look at those. Don't you have any socks? Your feet are filthy.
What is this with persecution? The state of my house, my feet. Primary law of engineering, Peter, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. You sound like my wife, and you know, until the day she died, Elsa never stopped criticizing my appearance.
Well, it's a good thing you had her looking after you all those years.
Yeah. So, how about that sandwich?
Albert.
Oh, good morning, Peter.
You didn't wake me. I'm so sorry I slept in.
Yes, why on earth not? You're so tired, sleep. You must have needed it.
I made you some breakfast. Yeah, I knew you would have sealed yourself in here first thing. Without even your...
Peter, you know I'm not allowed coffee. The doctor said...
I know what the doctor said, but I can also guess that being on your own, with no one to check, that you've been having some anyway, so don't...
How dare you?
How many cups?
Six.
There you go.
And I've been smoking my pipe, so there.
God's sake, Albert. I might have guessed this would have been the worst room of all. Look at it.
I can't find anything I'm looking for. I seem to instantly misplace the thing I already had. I find my diary. I lose my violin bow. I find my violin bow. Then I lose my keys. I find some notes. Then I lose a box of letters. I find my keys. Then I lose my cat.
Well, at least this is always in the same place, huh? Your compass.
Oh, yeah. My compass. Yeah.
The thing that started it all.
Gift from my father. I still tremble even now just holding it, see? After all these years, the curiosity still burns. Still something so comforting about it. The needle, with no outside interference, wherever you are, always points north. Shows you the way, no matter what. Always points north.
Hey, what's this? Written here? Mr. B? Mr. Bucky? Have I finally made it into your memoirs, Albert?
No, I hadn't realized I'd written it.
Albert, are you okay? How's it all going today? I see the numbers and the squiggles on your chalkboard are as incomprehensible as ever. What is it?
Nothing. And everything. to create a single beautiful logical link between gravity and electromagnetism. Particles and waves, the microscopic atom to the macroscopic stars. Maybe it's too late.
What do you mean, maybe too late?
The past 30 years of my life, I think if I was going to find this single unifying theory for everything, I would have done it by now. My mind isn't... It doesn't work the way it is. And everybody else has gone off in other directions now. Even at the Institute don't really take me seriously anymore. Even the students throw their eyes.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
Just a silly old man pursuing a silly old dream.
I guess everyone is all into quantum mechanics instead.
How dare you curse in my house?
Sorry, it was just a question.
No. Quantum mechanics is just a question, but with no answer. Everything in this universe can be rationalized and understood, The uncertainty principle, it might not be, but probably would now. It'll never be good enough for me, so they can keep it. I meant it when I said, God does not play dice.
Huh?
What did my general relativity prove? Light bends with gravity. There must be a curvature in space-time. The universe must be round, Peter. Round.
Yes, Professor, round like an apple.
Yes, and the round electron circling around the round atom in the round Earth that circles around the round sun. It's all round. Uncertainty.
I agree.
Yeah, it's finding that one rule, for everything. The holy grail to unify light with gravity, with energy, with... Yes, and it's here. Yeah, it's here. Somewhere. And if I can bring all that together, unify all these separate things into one place, and make sense to leave that behind as some kind of legacy, then...
Albert.
Anyway, I always preferred the journey to the arrival.
Well, that's certainly true. All those trips in my car. Hey, we should take a ride out. Get you out of this bunker.
No, I don't know. I got things to
How's Princeton these days? Huh? Change much?
No, that's why I like it. Time seems to stand still here, you know? I still see Oppenheimer around the Institute occasionally. Even Stalin's stepdaughter wandering the high street.
The guy who said one person's death is a tragedy, a million a statistic. Yeah, I mean, I heard he was twice named Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
And Hitler, too. It doesn't mean anything, though.
Were you ever a Man of the Year?
No, which proves it doesn't mean anything.
Well, you were on that cover once, though, weren't you? Yeah, I'm sure. We have a copy of it back home.
But it wasn't...
No, that drawing of you with the mushroom cloud in the background. Slightly distasteful.
I've never had much time for all that. I think it's... I think in the hall here I have the...
That was one hell of a summer, wasn't it? I mean, driving in the car. Conic Bay, Long Island.
Hmm?
When they came.
Who?
The scientists.
Zillard
and the others to talk to you about the bomb and writing that letter to Roosevelt.
Yeah, I think of it. Oh, for pity's sake.
What? What is it?
My diary. See, it was just here. I was meant to be checking something, that item. It rules my life with an iron fist.
Albert?
Yeah?
Sure, pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Anything exciting coming up?
I can't remember. That's why I'm... Oh.
What?
The Institute. They have, a dinner. Annual departmental thing.
When?
Tomorrow.
My God. It's a good job you found it. Gee, for a guy who changed the way we perceive space and time, I've hardly ever known you to be in the right former at the appropriate ladder.
Well, else I always used to sort these things out. Oh, no. Heavens. I don't really feel like a big public. I have too much to think about. I have too much to do. And you, well, you've come all this way. I couldn't
possibly... No. I am not being your excuse out of this.
But it's a really good one.
Well, why don't I come with you? I'd have to rent a tux, I suppose, but never mind.
Really? All right, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. But make sure you eat something.
Yeah, I will. As soon as I find these letters.
Letters from whom?
Oh, just some correspondence from over the years with other mathematicians and physicists. And there's some letters in particular. I was hoping that would help to unlock some of the cages in my head, but I'm starting to doubt they even exist. Maybe under my desk here. Yeah, that would be. I think it's that one.
I know of one that actually, Albert.
Huh?
I know of one letter that certainly does exist. Here. From Hans. I mean, he gave it to me when I went to visit him.
So, what did he have to say for himself? I take it he mentioned his brother in my will. That's one of the reasons you're here.
Well, I'm here to check that you're okay, Albert.
Yeah.
None of this is like
I'm
you.
Fine, I mean, what? I'm fine.
Yes, but you're stopping all contact with Edward.
My son is not well.
Exactly, Albert, which is why you need to see him, which is
why... You don't understand. He's been in that facility now for years, in and out most of his life. And he won't get better, he's getting worse. I've come to accept that now. We all need to accept that and come to terms to move on to...
Move on, Albert. This is Edward, your boy that we are talking.
My letters are not helping. I don't believe my children really seeing an envelope arrive with my handwriting on it. Ever since the day I left their
you
mother...
You don't know that.
My son is a schizophrenic, Peter. There's nothing anyone can do.
But to stop all contact. Does that make his chance of a normal life any better? And this thing with the will, him and Hans, giving him virtually nothing.
Virtually nothing? Hans said that?
Well, he is upset, Albert. Confused and upset.
Peter, you don't understand. With the greatest of respect, you... You don't understand.
Well, I'm sure his letter will make things clearer. I'll leave you to it.
Oh, Peter, I'm sorry, did I wake you?
Albert, it is 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you're working.
I couldn't sleep.
Can I, I don't know, can I help? Be a guinea pig, huh? Run things by me? I don't think I've ever seen you this wound up before.
It's just my mind. It doesn't seem to be working the way I want it to at the moment. It's caged in by the problems, and I'm finding it hard to apply to silence instead of...
Well, instead of what?
Well, it feels at the moment that my mind... Like my mind is a round hole, and the problems are square, and I'm pushing and pushing, but they won't go through, and I just can't change the shape of the problem, so I must change the shape of my mind. That's it. Change the shape of my mind. Mold it around the problem to make it all fit.
Well, you've done it before and will again. I mean, gee, Albert, what you've done for science,
I've done, science has nothing to do with I. It is to do with we. None of us start from scratch. Planck worked from Maxwell, who was working from Newton, who was working off Galileo. They all inspired me. We're all one, you see. We all get our chance to carry the baton. But we're all in the same race, all heading in the same direction until I dropped it. The button. I dropped it.
What?
It was a beautiful summer, wasn't it? Peconic Bay. Months before the terrible news of war. Such calm, you could sit on those waters and just float and forget. And then they came. And then we're sitting on calm waters, eyes closed, listening to the wind. They've done it, Zilla said. Han and Mike, atomic fission. I remember my blood running cold. The first nuclear chain reaction at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute under Nazi rule. And what was I to think? All the evidence was there that the Nazis were building this weapon of enormous destruction. But if only I hadn't been so quick to presume and instead trusted those German scientists. Trusted they would never build a bomb and hand it over to Hitler. They worked for the good of mankind, not its extinction. They came through for humanity. I wish I could say the same.
Albert, you didn't build the bomb. You just signed that letter.
I wrote that letter. I didn't just sign it.
I didn't know that.
No, not many do. But it's time to... You got the second. a second letter outlining German state research. I told him we should launch our own experiments to build a bomb.
Albert, you couldn't have predicted the Manhattan Project would succeed, or that we would use a bomb if we didn't.
Humanity has never built a weapon it did not eventually turn on itself. I remember that day I came downstairs to make a sandwich. Helen was listening to the radio. An entire city in Japan wiped out by America. They'd grown used to them, you know, in Hiroshima, the planes flying over. It was a war, after all, but planes usually drop bombs. These didn't drop anything. It was like they were being spared. But they weren't being ignored. They were being watched. They gave the planes overhead a nickname, you know, the American B-52s. Did you know that? Like a new friend. Mr. B, look up in the sky. It's Mr. B, come for another visit.
I see.
Wave.
Mr. B.
Almost funny now. Until one day, Mr. B did drop something. They say it fell silently for over a minute and a half. The little boy, that's what we call it. And I suppose to anyone else who may have been looking up at the sky that morning and saw it fall, they may have thought about running, but they were dead. The minute that little boy left his father's arms, the day I signed that letter, on horrible, devastating proof that E really does equal MC squared, energy from mass and a lot of it. I suppose I should have been pleased.
Oh, come on, Albert. That wasn't your fault. I mean,
I wrote Roosevelt a third letter, you know, imploring him not to use the bomb against civilians, that just possessing it would be enough. But he died only days later, and it was found unopened in his desk drawer. Truman became president, and, well, history is history. And I don't feel I have long left, Peter.
What?
Oh, I know. Life in the old dog and all that. But I mean, I don't feel like I have much time to make amends.
To make amends? What for, Albert? I mean, you have devoted your life to peace and mankind.
What about that little boy? The biggest mistake of my life.
No, Albert, there is still time. Edward is still yours.
I've begun to work with Bertrand Russell. I want to use my final breaths to sort it all out.
I'm sorry. I thought you were...
No, writing a kind of manifesto to rid the world of nuclear weapons. One, that's one thing. Two, I need to sort out my personal belongings, my will, my estate, what I leave behind for Helen, for Margot, and then what I leave behind for the world. My unified theory, bringing all the strands of my work together.
And what about your sons, Albert? What will you leave them?
Oh, Peter, what will I leave? I did leave them years ago, that's the point. I think that doesn't haunt me. All of these mistakes that I've made. Like the ghosts of those hundreds of thousands of people incinerated. You think I'm not locked in here with them in this house in my mind, trying to work it all out, bring it all together?
At least keep writing to them. At least reply to Hans.
I don't know. What else can I say, Peter? What else is different?
What, so you can write three letters to the president, but you can't write one final letter to your son? I mean, sorry, it's just, you're their father, Albert, I mean...
Some father. You think it's easy to see your son grow up like that? To know that I bequeathed to Edward the brain a personality so tainted and fragile that he must spend most of his life locked up in a cell?
And what about Hans? He isn't in a cell. He's in California. I mean, I could drive you there one day. For a weekend.
So he can remonstrate with me about my will. This is Margot and Helen's home, not the boys. It should be left to them. I've lived with them longer than, and I don't want it to be turned into a museum. Some shrine. I just want to...
Albert, it's not that we...
Look, if I could just crack this theory...
Oh, come on.
No. What is relativity without unifying it together with everything else? Just a castle floating in the sky. Nothing more. Easy to knock down by others once I'm gone. If I could just do that, then maybe, I don't know. Peter, I'm not sure about anything anymore, but...
Well, maybe you should start by trying to get some sleep, huh? You're not Superman, Albert. You're only Einstein.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Professor. Where are you off to?
I had a brainwave in the night. My office at the Institute, I think there are some boxes there which might contain those letters. I'll head over there now. I'll be back at lunchtime.
Hey, why don't we take a ride out there in my car?
The car?
For old time's sake.
Ah. Oh, all right, my boy. You're on.
Come on.
Whoa, I missed this. Being a passenger, Master Buckingham. Oh, what a sound, eh? What music, eh? It's better than Beethoven, yeah? Oh, come on. Faster, Master Peter. I walk quicker than this. Only a little faster, Gon. I want to feel the wind in my hair.
In your hair? Isn't it windswept enough as it is?
That's the stop.
Harper, what are you doing? Sit down.
Morning, everybody. Oh, hello.
Wow. The office of the great Albert Einstein.
Oh, be quiet, Peter. For heaven's sake. Eureka, yeah? Yeah, good. Yeah.
Are you okay?
You see? Why I prefer my horizontal system, it can't collapse on me.
So you found them.
Look, see. There's some scribbles from Grossman, letters from Keller and Besso. Oh, look. Some letters from the boys when they were younger. After Malaver and I... After it was over between us when they all went to Zurich.
Yeah, Hans said you used to pick him up on his spelling and grammar in your replies.
Well, they have to learn.
Oh, look at this one from Hans. How old was he here?
What is the date? About, I don't know, 10 perhaps.
Oh, dear Papa, today we told each other our dreams, and suddenly Tete said, I dream Papa was here. Tete?
Yeah, her name for Edward. I'll never forget seeing him off on that train from Berlin, saying goodbye. Oh, what a terrible time that was for everyone. Can you imagine back then? Leaving your wife, your children. Was I wrong to fall in love with someone else?
Well, I guess you can't help who you fall in love with. Just a shame you happened to be with Mileva at the time.
I wonder if I'd been around more, maybe it wouldn't have found things so difficult, you know. Such a bright boy, you know. More than Hans, even. An inquiring mind, like mine, you know. I gave him my mind, and yet... Look what it did to him. Such curiosity, such yearning to understand. How can that lead one to a Nobel Prize and another to an asylum? It isn't fair.
Come on, Albert. Let's take all of this back home. And then we'll get you ready for your dinner.
I'd almost forgotten.
Come on.
Dear Albert, from Mileva, you give your help to anyone who asks for it. Why not to your own child?
Come on. Albert, get out here. If we don't leave, we'll miss the starters.
Good. Stepping goes straight on with the main course.
Oh, it will take 10 minutes to walk there at my speed. Never mind your dawdle.
I do not dawdle. I observe.
No, you're easily distracted. Come on. The guest speaker can't be late.
I thought it was fashionable.
You'll never be fashionable. Early, on time, late, or otherwise.
Here we are. How do I look?
Oh, you know what? And tonight will be no exception.
I haven't worn this in years.
No kidding.
Well, look at you, Frank Sinatra.
Come here, let me fix your tie. Did you do this standing on your head?
Leave it. It'll be fine. It's good to have something that makes you look eccentric.
Your hair makes you look eccentric. This makes you look incompetent. Oh, and what is this?
What?
In your hair. Is this a comb?
Oh, I've been looking for that. So, acceptable?
Only one more thing. Would you please wear some socks?
Oh, no, they see. My feet will be under the table.
Please, for me.
Fine. But I will need to go fetch some of the line in the backyard, and that will make us more late.
A price worth paying.
And I cannot guarantee that they will not.
Well, perhaps that's the secret to unifying your theory. Unifying your socks.
Albert, it can't take you that long to find a pair of...
Albert, what's that?
Amadeus. He was curled up in the vegetable patch.
Oh, Albert.
He was just lying there.
I'm so sorry.
He knew he was going to die. I can remember now, about a week ago, he was scratching at the back door. They let him out. Terrifying and oddly beautiful gift to possess, to know at what point you're going to die. Leaving you to be able to decide whereabouts it is you want to...
What is it?
The only thing they asked me to do before they left was make sure to take care of the cat.
I guess we should bury him or...
No. There isn't time. Look, we'll take the car.
Albert, it's all right. I mean, you don't have to pretend.
Peter, please. I've been locked in this house grieving for a son, two sons, for 300,000 Japanese civilians, a world gone mad, and the absence of a theory to explain it. I don't think I have any room left in my heart to mourn for a cat.
A great
pleasure to introduce Professor
Albert Einstein.
Time. A second when you miss a step on the stairs or place your hand on a hot stove. That second can feel like a lifetime. But an hour spent staring into the eyes of the girl of your dreams or with loved ones, well... those hours can seem to pass you by in a minute. That is the heart of relativity. Time does not just pass, but has its tentacles spread forward and back, taking hold. And yet we can only wander through it as though it were a one-way street, never being allowed to leap forward and certainly not turn round and go back. That is our misfortune. Our life can feel like a prison sentence that gets longer and longer the more crimes we commit, the more regrets we amass, the more questions we have, questions with no answers. Maybe there is something in the uncertainty principle after all. Maybe I've been wrong all this time. And maybe 10 seconds listening to a bad speech can feel like the longest prison sentence of all.
I hope you don't mind me leaving tomorrow. It's just with work and everything. I could maybe stay till midday.
Peter, I'm not a child.
That was a little terse, Albert. I was just...
I'm just tired.
Well, talk to me. Heaven's sake, you're suffering.
I'm fine. It's nothing. It's nothing compared to how I made other people suffer.
Oh, Albert, stop it. Why? Why? This self-loathing, this self-pity.
Self-pity?
Just accept that what you did, whatever you've done, you did with the best intentions.
Best intentions? That makes it all right, hmm? Some of the most heinous of crimes have been committed by people believing themselves to be right, hmm? Best intentions. My life has been full of best intentions.
Albert, this guilt, these thoughts, they will weigh you down and drive you mad. You have to... what about ending a war instead of prolonging it further? Maybe Hiroshima was the lesser of two evils. Maybe it was...
The philosopher Kant said, it cannot be for man. It cannot be for man to decide that this group of people should die so this group of people can live.
All right. You want books, words, or how about numbers? The language that you speak, a million. That's what they say, isn't it? The mathematicians, your people... A million lives saved by ending the war early. So 300,000? Like you say, Albert, maybe it's all relative.
Peter, just stop the car.
But
Well, we're not even home yet.
I'm getting out whether you like it or not.
Albert, for God's sake, close the door. Why are you torturing yourself, Albert? You didn't even build the thing.
Torture, exactly. You said it. That's persecution and torture and execution. Pouring boiling hot water on ants isn't war. That's why I wrote my third letter, suggesting they drop it in the mountains instead. Just so the Japanese could see that power.
They did see, Albert. That they saw what it did to Hiroshima, and they didn't surrender. We had to drop another one. Someone had to make the world safe from such a...
See?
You can get out now, Albert.
Yeah, well... We live in that bomb shadow, and what a shadow that enormous mushroom cloud cast, huh? It's naive to unleash an animal into the wild and expect it to come back with any sense of loyalty. General relativity, Peter, the world really is round. You're floating in space. Toss a ball. Wait there long enough, it'll hit you in the back of the head. That's the worst thing we unleashed, Peter. Fear as a weapon. That bomb was not built for the people it destroyed, but to strike fear into the hearts of those who saw it. And this country, and its allies, and me, Peter, even me, when I signed my name to that letter, became a founding father of terror. Father? What a father I've been. My little boys.
Go and see them, Albert. Well, there's still time. Go and say you're sorry.
I've decided. I want to be cremated, Peter. I want you to make sure that happens.
Why? Because of this?
No, because I don't want a standing memorial, a shrine. I just want to disappear into the wind. Promise me that will happen.
Albert,
Promise me.
All right. I promise.
Thank you, Master Peter.
Dear Hans, my son, thank you for your letter. I know that you disapprove of my decision regarding contact with your brother. I know that you have disapproved of much that I have done throughout my life. One day, I hope that you will understand the reasons why, even if you cannot forgive them. I've been struggling with a wide range of problems recently. Remember when you were younger and I would try and explain to you my puzzles, thereby simplifying them in my head, huh? Had I that little boy with me now, what would I ask him? I would ask him what he thought about the bomb that Daddy helped create. He would perhaps ask, why did you make a bomb? And I would say, we only made it to win this fight we were having, to win our freedom from evil. But wasn't killing all these people evil, he might ask? Yes, it was. But some say it was a necessary evil. That was one of the planes that flew when we dropped the bomb. It was called necessary evil. But the Japanese, before it betrayed them, called it Mr. B. And the bomb was its little boy. A little boy dropped into the world. Falling. And then, boom. I say boom, but I'm not really sure. If a tree falls in the forest but nobody's around to hear it, does it actually make a sound? If an atomic bomb explodes in a populated city, does it make a sound that everybody's ears have melted before they get a chance to hear it? No. What that bomb began with was what everything began with. God said, let there be light, and there was... 6 times the brightness of the sun, seen for a radius of miles and miles, even before the blast, before the fire, before the sound, this light. Ultraviolet rays that sear across the landscape in the few milliseconds after detonation. The sides of buildings facing the flash blacken and become charred. Flash! A mile and a half away, a writer is holding up a sheet of paper he's written on. Suddenly the light behind him and the black ink disappears neatly off his paper. Flash! And his skin. And everyone's by their windows in the street. Their temperature raised by 50 degrees almost instantly, begin to redden, then burn, then blister and bubble and melt. A man walks across the street. Flash! His shadow remains on the tarmac long after he is gone. Later, when the cleanup operation begins, all that is left of many buildings, walls, and people are their shadows permanently engraved onto the ground of modern-day Pompeii. But light is just a prelude to the main event. In the first few milliseconds after, before people even have a chance to say, "Oh, my eyes, my skin," comes the pressure pulse, a blast wave that all bombs have. But nothing like this. The force, greater than gravity at the center of the Earth, actually contorts and changes the space around detonation. Buildings are immediately compressed into nothingness and everyone inside them. And then, oh, and then, a ball of fire erupts, hotter than the center of the sun, incinerating everything. The fire and the pressure waves travel together, ripping through buildings, roads, people, their bones stripped of flesh and muscle, burning the oxygen, setting on fire the screams of the children as it leaves their mouths. Just 10 seconds since detonation. The shockwave is now 7 miles away from where it started and has left the ball of fire behind. Fire moves too slowly for it, taking its time. Villages in the town outside the city, following the far-off flash in the distance a few seconds ago, stand at their windows. Suddenly, the glass shatters. And a gust of wind blows the shards into the room, into the walls, into them. A minute later, the pressure wave is now 15 miles away and gradually losing its power. Way behind it, the ball of fire rises to a mile high in the sky and is also losing its strength, condensing into a cloud of smoke that spirals upwards and upwards, blocking out the sun as it puffs out into the stratosphere in the shape of a 70,000-foot-tall black mushroom, growing and growing with intense radiation, feeding of itself. Back on Earth, those not killed instantly slowly pick themselves up off the ground. Many are on fire, or their skin is burned, or they have limbs missing. At first, they're relieved to be alive, unaware that their blood and skin is poisoned, and that cancer over the coming minutes, hours, and days will eat away cells. They will vomit, their skin will shed, there's hemorrhaging below their flesh, hair falling out, organs slowly failing. I want you to mind how you go now, my little boy. All alone in the world without me. Be good, your father. Albert Einstein.
In Albert's Boy by James Graham, Albert Einstein was played by Victor Spinetti and Peter Buckey by Richard Lang. The director was Peter Kavanagh.